St. Petersburg voters also elected all four incumbent city council members yesterday, Leslie Curran, Jim Kennedy, Jeff Danner, and Carl Nurse. In the only race without an incumbent, Steve Cornell beat Angela Rusan by a margin of 59-41%. Cornell celebrated his victory at Shackleton's Folly last night.
I'm very excited and very happy, and you know what I said in my speech was that although some people had framed this as a race about making history, I see it as a race about the future. And I talked about what I want to bring in St. Petersburg, the future I want for St. Petersburg, the city that I love and that apparently loves me a little bit too.
Cornell will be the city's first openly gay council member. This follows a recent trend of LGBT officials in the Tampa Bay area. A year ago, Hillsborough County voters elected their first openly gay commissioner, Kevin Beckner, and Jane Castor was selected as Tampa's police chief in September. Cornell says his first priority will be jobs for St. Pete.
And I think we've started a process where we brought in the marine scientists downtown, and I want to continue that process. And I think that's the one thing I'd like to do, not just for my district, but for the entire city. Because if we could give higher paying jobs, that will also affect a lot of the other issues like crime.
Cornell is a school supervisor in Pinellas. He earned the support of his coworker, Michelle Fromer, who has rarely participated in local elections.
His commitment to making our streets a safer place, to give kids opportunities to, you know, to excel and, you know, not get stuck with, you know, the stigmatisms of getting caught up in bad crowds and bad neighborhoods, but believing in every child that with the right opportunities that they can succeed.